The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
It's ready, set, but not quite go for Amazon. The debut of its cashierless store, Amazon Go, gets a pushback.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And Amazon is officially delaying the opening of Amazon Go. This is the cashierless store that was set to launch by the end of the month after being in beta mode since December. Apparently, the company needs to work out some kinks with the technology. Joining us now with the latest is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, patching in from our San Francisco studio. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
So I'd love a quick refresher on Amazon Go. You know, it's the store in Seattle that aims to use all sorts of tech to work with customer habits. Can we get a quick primer on the store first for listeners who might be out of the loop?
Yeah. So back in December, Amazon said that it was creating a new cashierless convenience store type store. So basically, you can go in and get prepared meals, salads, sandwiches, snacks, various kind of items in the store. You walk in through a kiosk and scan your phone from a special app. And as you go in, it starts tracking your movements. So it knows if you pick up a salad or put it back. And you're able to walk out without actually checking out. So it'll automatically charge your account after you leave the store with whatever you decided to pick up that day.
Super, like, cool sounding, futuristic, but I understand the technology is a little bit different. And, you know, they're noting that there are technical difficulties in getting this up and started. What tech are they working out specifically?
Well, so, you know, I've heard from people familiar with the matter that originally they'd aimed to hopefully open the store in the first quarter, which, you know, ends in the next week or so. Mm. But they face some technical difficulties. Basically, as the store gets very crowded or people are kind of moving around very quickly, moving items from where they belong on the shelf, it starts to get really complicated. So specifically, more than 20 people in the store can start to create some technical glitches. Maybe it doesn't measure it properly. And that's what they're dealing with right now.
So I guess this highlights the challenges that an online retail company can face when stepping into the brick and mortar retail industry. Actual physical humans is a different world than digital. What kind of challenges are on the horizon here?
Definitely. Well, it's interesting because Amazon's not the only pure online retailer getting into brick and mortar. We've seen that happen with Bonobos and Warby Parker and lots of different online retailers that are now experimenting with brick and mortar. And so they're able to kind of create a new retail experience, right? They can go in and kind of re-envision how they want people to shop. But it also comes with some different learning curves because you have to figure out what do people actually want, how do they actually move inside the store. And Amazon has so much data from its online presence, of course, where it's very dominant in online shopping. So it's working to translate that into a new retail experience. And it actually put the man who helped create the Kindle in charge of this new retail experience team. So it's definitely something where, you know, any new technical innovation, of course, is going to run into a few problems. And that's something that they thought that they'd, you know, kind of worked out more previous to opening the store, which is still just in beta mode with employees. So right now, just employees are able to go in and out and shop there. And that's why they're going to put off opening it to the public a bit.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about Amazon delaying the opening of Amazon Go. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Laura, this is one of the many things that Amazon is doing to try to rival the brick and mortar industry. It seems like they have a lot going on in terms of all the fronts. How's everything else going with all of these constant projects that are in the works?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I know that they're definitely tackling different aspects of retail right now. So they have 5 bookstores. They've announced another 5. They have about 30 mall pop-up stores. They have a couple grocery pickup points that are expected to open very soon as far as Amazon Fresh goes. And, you know, Amazon specifically has been really eyeing the grocery market because that's a place where a lot of consumers still want to go and kind of, you know, feel that peach or whatever, make sure it's actually ripe before they purchase it. You know, different aspects of fresh produce can actually trigger somebody to go to the store. So that's something they're definitely looking at too. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Amazon's vision for retail plays out.
Yeah, they're always thinking big, but they always seem to come through. Laura, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Covers all things Amazon for the Journal, so you can follow her stories at WSJ.com. That will wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.